With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
Ah, yes. Good Friday morning, everybody. Happy Friday, Taz. Happy Friday.
I love the Happy Friday comment.
That's exactly right. It is Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. We've got Mikey B and Pete the Body across the other side at the controls. AB with your updates as we are all coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and make sure you go out there and you mortgage confidently. Can't play a talking number to call 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
206 on Sirius, 206XM, Sirius XM app 206 as well. And Taz and the Moose Twitter, Instagram, at official Taz1Z, at Mark Malusis with a C, and a good show on tap. Charles Davis will do a little NFL draft as we inch closer and closer to next Thursday night and the Taz and the Moose NFL draft special, 8 p.m. to midnight, right here on CBS Sports Radio.
We need a name for this thing. We need a name.
Taz and the Moose NFL draft special doesn't work?
Well, it's kind of trite.
Okay, but, thank you. I appreciate that.
No,
it's great to see you this morning, Taz.
Sometimes I'm in a little bit of a fuzzy mood. Today I'm a little fuzzy. Sometimes I'm in, happy, jovial. Today's a little bit, just on one of those moods today.
I think
we do need like a name, like something like the Big Bamboozle. Not that, but like something like that, like the Big Shindig. Or like the draft shindig. These are all horrible names. So I'm just giving you like a little leader.
I got you. We could come up with a name.
Something, right?
How about we'll have our naming team come up with something.
It's all the branding team.
Branding.
You know them all.
Okay.
Branding.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Brandon runs the branding team. Something like that. I don't know. The shindig of all shindig. Again, that's a horrible name, but something like that.
Something of that nature. We'll come up. We'll
make
get
it bigger. Grand. The grandiose.
Grandiose. I got you.
You're a wordsmith. Come on. You got have something.
I mean, I don't have anything right now at
you'll
this
get
stage.
It. You'll get
I'll get there, though.
I know.
I'll get there.
Something. That could
right.
be it right
That's
there.
It. I mean, that's right.
Something.
That's exactly right. We should work that
in. What was the other one? Real quick before we move on and talk about this great Sixers team. What Lee Mean tell us? What did he put in? Don't muck around. What was it?
Yeah, don't muck. I think it was don't muck around.
Like mock draft. Don't mock around.
Don't mock around. Don't mock around.
That's not a good name. Okay, we won't go with that.
No.
Thanks, Lee Mean, but no thanks.
We love Lee Mean.
Yeah,
by
we doubt. Yeah,
he's
great. Yeah, he put together a little artwork for us. We'll pump out for the social
That's
media
exactly
team down
right.
the road.
And it got the approval of our boss.
Well, our boss is. We have a plethora of bosses.
Right. That's true.
I'll
right
tell you who the boss is. He's a luchador who's about 9 feet tall, who's not a luchador. For those that don't know what a luchador is, that's a wrestler who wears a mask.
Right.
And we saw a masked basketball player yesterday.
We did. As we talked about yesterday, Taz, the early reports from the 76er Brain Trust was that Joel Embiid was doubtful, not going to play. As we talked about after game two and the Wade performance and the Gabriel Union tweet where he drops in 28 and finding the fountain of youth. And Embiid showed his frustration via social media. The reports out of Philadelphia was that they thought Embiid could play down in Miami, but probably more likely game four and not game three. And then the news came down late yesterday afternoon that Embiid went from doubtful to probable, and then from probable to starting last night as the 76ers knock off the Heat 128-108 in what was a highly, highly entertaining NBA basketball game. And I'll make this – I was watching that game last night, and we'll get into the particulars certainly. But if you look at the overall theme when I was watching that game, I think the 76ers they're great for the NBA.
Absolutely.
I think the 76ers right now, I think they're the more entertaining watch than when you look
at the Cavaliers.
Than the Cavaliers. I think they're a more entertaining watch right now than the Golden State Warriors because, Taz, there's always something great about something new, right? And it's Embiid, it's Simmons, to a lesser extent, Markelle Fultz, Saric, up and down the line. Bellinelli draining threes.
Oh, he played great, Bellinelli.
He played absolutely fantastic
really
in the first half, draining three after three after three.
Yep.
It's a young team that's exciting to watch, that play together, but it's always great to see, you know, this plan, this crazy plan that Philadelphia had come together, but it's a new team. All these guys coming together as one. And anything that is new, I think, is finding more exciting. And I can't wait for the next 76er game.
I could not agree with you anymore, Moose. You're right. And it's not just new, right? They're really good.
They are.
Right? Besides being new and fresh and young and something different as opposed to, all right, well, it's the Warriors, out of Cavs, Harden's got the beard. All these same players that are great players and great characters from the NBA. Obviously, LeBron James at the forefront. But this is like... This 76er team, it almost felt like, and I don't mean any disrespect towards Miami Heat fans. It's going to sound mean, but I don't mean it that way. When I really want to be mean, you'll know, but this is not meant to be mean. It felt like the Miami Heat were like role players in this game. Like the stars of the movie were the 76ers.
Yes.
And the Heat was just like
supporting cast.
The extras. You're right. The supporting cast. That's how it felt to me.
I don't disagree.
The series has felt like that, you know?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I agree. And Miami gave them a battle through the first half and then started to wear down, and then they got their doors blown off in the fourth quarter, getting outscored 32-14. Embiid was fantastic. And how about wearing that mask?
The mask
and the goggle combination to protect the orbital bone.
Yep.
And then wearing the mask as they went over it during the pregame show, stronger than plastic. It's this using different sort of materials to protect it. Very, very lightweight. And him running up and down the court wearing that mask, he looks like a villain.
Well, he does. Well, besides, look, the guy's gigantic, right?
So he's a huge 7'1".
He's 7'1". And he's this is going to sound like an oxymoron. He's a big 7'1". You know,
yes.
That kind of sounds weird, right? But no, he's just, the way he carries himself, his body, he's just an immense human. And, those goggles, you know, it's interesting. It's a carbon fiber. So carbon fiber.
There you go. That's the right.
Yeah, a lot of, trying to think what I could tell you. Like knee braces that some athletes wear or an elbow brace if an injury, they're carbon fiber because I'm not an engineer, but I'm just letting you know I know a little bit about this. Carbon fiber is, like to your point, very lightweight.
Very
but
strong.
Ultra, ultra strong.
Yeah.
It looks like when you feel it, like a piece of plastic. Like, I know my son had a lacrosse helmet that was a carbon fiber, and it was like the thing was light as hell, but super, super strong. So I think that's what this thing was. But the mask definitely made him look like a villain for sure.
Oh, it did. And he went for 23 points, did have 7 rebounds, 5 of 11 from the field, 3 of 4 from the three-point line. And here is Joel Embiid talking about that mask itself.
The only way I could play in this game is if I was going to wear the mask and put that in my face with goggles. So, you know, I had to walk through it, and I did. We got a pretty good win.
Yeah, I mean,
sounds like a villain too. Give me that mask.
And then, did you see the scene where Justice Winslow, first half, Embiid collides with a Heat player? I forget the Heat player, right? And the goggles come off.
Oh my God!
Right?
I know.
Justice Winslow walking by steps on the goggles.
That to me, that is just money. That is just, we watched it again here this morning.
It's so entertaining.
We're both sitting there. Watching this, we were in Mikey B's office watching this, and it was hysterical. And he sees New Orleans.
Yes, it's fantastic.
A couch in there, pull-out couch, everything.
Good for
Mikey
B.
But we were watching it, and it was just like, talk about a villain. Total heel city by the Heat player to do that. But I liked it. It was great. Stepped on it. Just like, yeah, here's your mask. The heck with you.
And then here's Embiid's response after the game to Winslow stepping on his mask.
Justice stepped on it and tried to break it with his hands, man. But little do that knows that I have about 50 of them, so it's going to take much more than that to get me out of this series. And I'm going to be a nightmare for them, too.
Yeah. And Bede went to University of Kansas.
Kansas, correct.
Kansas. Okay, good. I was just wondering how that went.
Yeah, he went to Kansas.
And he's from Africa, I believe, from Cameroon.
Correct. Yes,
Cameroon.
Correct.
Cameroon is one of my favorite chocolates, you know. It's a Cameroon chocolates.
Is there
a
Cameroon?
Yeah, they have like coconut shreds in it. It's a long story.
Oh, very nice.
Chef Mike taught me that.
Very nice. Yes. And the comparisons to him at Kansas were that he was going to be like Hakeem Olajuwon because of his quick feet and his ability to hit the outside shot, which we saw last night. And he's finally gotten over all those foot injuries that plagued him early on in his NBA career, and he's finally healthy. And when he is healthy on the court, and now through that orbital bone injury, he is an absolute joy to watch, as is Ben Simmons. Simmons got criticized at LSU for not winning his freshman year. And he had the documentary, I believe it was produced by CBS Sports, that aired on Showtime. But Simmons comes into the league, he misses his entire rookie year, and that's why this is his first initial. And we got into that that debate about who should be qualified as a rookie, who shouldn't. Remember that a couple weeks back?
Yep.
Simmons' court vision for a guy that's 6'10", Taz. Like, you're watching guys, and you're watching Embiid at 7'1", right? And you remember watching Justice Winslow at Duke, and Winslow actually looked big when he was playing at Duke. And you look at him on the court now, and he doesn't look as big as he did as a member of the Blue Devils, and he's 6'5", right?
No,
and then you look at Ben Simmons, the amount of minutes that Ben Simmons is able to play at 6'10", running the point, the court vision that he has, and he had the 12 rebounds along with 7 dimes last night and 19 points as his dad was watching in attendance. Dad was proud with that dunk late. Yeah. How much fun is Ben Simmons to watch
he
as well?
He is ultra fun. And as the dad of an athlete, watching how proud his father was when Simmons had that awesome dunk, it was really, he knew the cameras on him, kind of. He was like, he wanted us just go crazy, his old man. But
he
it was
did.
Fun. No, but he plays the game, Simmons, like he's, to your point, like he's 6 foot. Like, he moves like that quick. You know,
yeah.
Like he flies down that court. He's unbelievably athletic. And they are just an unbelievable, spectacular team to watch.
And, Taz, we got into the topic of discussion, right? The NBA, they're not, however the games play out, the games play out, right? But that the NBA would be, if Indiana should beat the Cleveland Cavaliers, the NBA would be in a little bit of trouble in terms of interest in the East.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I don't know if I necessarily believe that anymore.
Oh, I don't believe that either.
You know, you look at the 76ers and what they're able to do and the stars that they have, the young stars that they have. We might be looking at the 2018 postseason as a little bit of a changing of the guard in the NBA in the East. And I think that's important. There's no debating LeBron's impact in the league and that he is the best player in the world. And there's no disrespect to LeBron. But it is good to have new blood, right? It is good to have a new, young, dynamic team, and that is what the 76ers are. And should the Cavaliers go down to Indiana, or should they fall short, and say, for argument's sake, it ends up being the Philadelphia 76ers in the NBA Finals representing the East? Because I think if they play the way that they did last night or in Game 1, they could beat Toronto. They could beat Boston.
Absolutely.
They could beat any other team.
Absolutely.
They could beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're a better basketball team right now than the Cleveland Cavaliers. They've got more solutions on the team. It's not necessarily a bad thing for the NBA in terms of interest in the NBA Finals if they should have a team like the one we saw last night. They play with an edge. They're young. They're dynamic. And they play with the attitude that they just don't give a damn. And that's what you love to watch as well, because they've got the attitude that they know they're good and they play great basketball.
No, I completely agree. And they have something else, the 76ers, called energy, right? They have a certain energy about them, a certain attitude about them, a chip on their shoulder. And there's a good chance in the semifinals we're going to see some great stuff between, if the Celtics advance and the Sixers advance, that's going to be great stuff. And to your point, if they move on and play, let's say the 76ers, to your point, move on to the conference finals and play the Cavs, man, I'm sorry. That exuberance, that youth is we talk about the Indiana Pacers, how the other day when they beat up on the Cavaliers, these guys here, the 76ers, they're the Pacers with that same youth and energy, but better. They're a better team, in my opinion.
I think they are. I
agree. More fun to watch, anyway.
Fun to watch, and I do think they are a better basketball
more weapons,
team.
You know?
Right, and now you know why. A couple things with LeBron. Now you know why there's been the rampant rumors and reports that maybe he wants to be a 76er this summer. Why the hell wouldn't you want to be if you were LeBron James?
Yeah,
Imagine if James ever signed with Philadelphia this summer and joined this group. How dynamic and unbelievable they would be. Nobody would beat them in the East. I don't care. Kyrie Irving returns. I don't care who Boston adds into the offseason. Nobody's going to beat the Philadelphia 76ers if they remain healthy and if they add in LeBron. Also, the thing about LeBron's camp is, did you see the report out of Cleveland yesterday with James saying, well, he doesn't know what he's going to do moving forward. He's going to give the Cavaliers – the opportunity to show him about coming back, but he understands this is not a good group, that he's not winning an NBA.
Oh, my God. Why, LeBron? Why now? You guys are 1-1. You got to go to Indiana, play the Pacers.
Because it's all about I.
Come on, bro.
It's not about we.
But see, that's the thing with him, you know, with LeBron. And that's if he were to go in the summertime and go move on and play for the 76ers. If you're a 76er fan.
I don't want him.
You don't want him, right? Especially if they advance and do well here and go all the way deep. I mean, the 76ers. I don't want him
because then it becomes about LeBron James.
I know. It changes the dynamic.
It changes the dynamic. It would be unbelievable. You're never going to turn down the idea of adding the best player in the world. But if for this group, I would not want LeBron James if I was Philadelphia because I've got Embiid, Saric, Simmons, and Markelle Fultz. I've got the core group that I believe is going to be the team to beat in the Eastern Conference for the next 5 to 10 years, conceivably speaking, if they all stay together. And I know, conceivably speaking, if they all stay healthy, I've got the group together that can all of a sudden be the dynamic, dominant team in the East without LeBron James.
I'll tell you where Joel Embiid messed up with this mask.
What's that?
Just to table your last comment. I'll tell you where he messed up with this mask. And the 76ers and their training.
What are they supposed to do?
I'll tell you what they should have done. Paint the dang mask, red, white, and blue with stars on it. Don't leave it just a black mask.
I don't think the NBA, you're allowed to do that.
You do it in hockey. Look at the Golden. They have the greatest mask ever.
I know.
Paint it up. Put some stars. America, for God's sakes.
But I don't think. Remember when LeBron a couple years. How long ago was LeBron wearing that all black mask? And he looked like the villain from one of the Batman movies.
Yeah.
And the NBA basically said you can't wear the mask.
But this guy's wearing it for protective reasons. Paint it. Put some stars on it.
And LeBron had some kind of an issue where he was going to wear the mask and then decide not to. But, I agree with you. It would be fantastic.
Business, bro. You go to Mexico, you watch wrestlers, you see some of the masks some of these guys wear?
No, right. But I don't see many luchadors being 7-1.
That's true. That is a fact right there.
I mean, I don't see.
That is a fact.
Right. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
My goodness.
You know the history of wrestling better than I do.
I think you are.
I don't remember any luchadors being 7-1.
There aren't many luchadors. Luchadors!
Right.
Instead of 7-1.
Right.
No.
Right now, Lean Mean is trying to find the first 7-foot luchador to send out.
You're right. He's doing that.
There's no doubt. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. That is your number to call. Are the 76ers the most exciting team in the NBA? Want to hear your take? Do it now. 855-212-4CBS. What's going on with the Blazers? We'll touch upon that next as well. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Bum.
All right, so we came out of the gates this morning, talk a little bit about the NBA, the great 76er win last night down in Miami against the Heat. Now lead that series 2-1, best of 7, victor by 20, 128-108. The question we have for you this morning is this: are the 76ers now, have they branded themselves as the most exciting team to watch in the NBA? It's been the Cavs, it's been LeBron, wherever he has been, Miami and Cleveland. It's obviously been Golden State when they've been healthy with Steph Curry, but are the Philadelphia 76ers right now the more intriguing watch? We'll get to your calls. Want them at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, your number to call. First, the update, first time here on this Friday morning. Here's AB.
Guys, good morning. Breaking football news of the soccer variety. Arsene Wenger will step down as Arsenal manager after this season. He took the job way back in 1996. Arsenal on target to miss the top four in the EPL for the second straight season.
Wow.
As for our football, 59,031 schedule permutations needed to find the official one, which was revealed last night. The fun begins with Atlanta in Philadelphia on Thursday, September 6th. John Gruden makes his Raiders re-debut on the opening Monday night. The Rams are in Oakland after the Giants or the Jets. Why can't I read right now? Play in Detroit. The Giants
have turned out all the lights in the
and room. It's dark.
Seriously.
And cold in here.
You know, maybe I should get you one of those things from Home Depot this weekend when you go down like into a crawl space.
Like a miner's light?
Yeah, light to wear on your head.
You could do as Moose said, go into a crawl space with a light.
Just stay there?
And stay there.
Thank you.
Close the door behind you and stay there.
And
how green would that be, though, if he was doing his update wearing a miner's hat?
Oh, that'd be awesome. If he was wearing a miner's hat in a crawl space and he just wasn't here, I think it would be great if AB would just do that.
This wasn't lit like a cave in the first place.
It's a little cold. I saw a bat flying around here earlier.
So, A.B., you have to...
How about those Golden Knights?
A.B., you have to...
Great atmosphere.
A.B., here's my bit of advice for you here on this Friday to think about, right? Yeah. Over the course of the weekend.
Okay.
You've got to learn from Bilotti how to remain in the good graces of Taz.
Ooh. Wow.
What did I do now?
Let's not go there.
855-212-4CBS.
You're going to smarten A.B. up here. Come on.
No. So just go in there and just ask Bilotti for some advice. Mm. And so then, we don't have these awkward things where Taz would like you to crawl into a crawl space and stay there forever.
And ever.
What happened this morning?
Nothing.
What happened yesterday?
Actually, nothing. Nothing has
Wednesday.
To happen. Andrew, nothing
just
has to happen.
It just
happens.
Right.
It's not your fault. It's me. It's just and Moose, right. Pete knows how to deal with me. He just he goes ups
right.
and down. Mikey
reminisce.
B. Mikey B. just avoids me.
Right.
That's a whole nother story. So, right, yeah, just reminisce. Oh, I like reminisce.
Reminisce about, right, the glory days.
Remember when
wrestling,
you won that title
the
in
belt.
98?
Right. Can I come and touch your championship belt? I was watching the Bam Bam Bigelow
left?
Match last night
on
YouTube.
I mentioned Bam Bam Bigelow once and I got yelled at by We Over Nation.
Well, because you took a shot
he's
at
a legend.
Him.
And the man is, God
you
rest his soul, he's a legend.
You took a kind of a, yeah, you did. You
have
took
to
a
be
little
careful.
Bit of a shot.
You have to be careful. AB.
I learned my lesson. Have I mentioned any wrestling?
This is not the show that's on after us. We are not as nice here.
Less is more.
You know. Yes, there it is.
Right.
Spoken like a genius, Mikey B, ladies and gentlemen.
Less is.
Which has never happened before.
Less is more. Shower with it. Right.
On that note, I'm done. Back to you guys. The Giants have released veteran wideout Brandon Marshall. Dwight Freeney will sign a one-day deal to retire as a Colt on Monday after two wins in Portland. The Pelicans kept rolling back in New Orleans.
Pitches to do his left to Holiday. They'll feed Mirotić against Napier. This is Mismatch City. Spin move to the rim. Scoops and finger rolls it home off the baseline.
Boom. That's a new flavor in your ear right there. New flavor in your ear.
John D.
In that ear.
In your ear. John D.
Stick
ear.
Your finger in your ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Okay. How about those Golden Knights?
I don't know what does that mean. I don't even know. I don't even know where
good
to go
one,
with that.
Good one, Taz.
It's
that was funny.
It's from an old TV show.
Oh God! I was like, wait a second. All I'm having is reminiscence about you fighting, hitting someone from behind, and sticking your finger down their basically ear canal.
And go tingling a loop.
I was like, I thought about that guy driving home. Down. I was like, remember, I wonder if he can actually hear right now.
I'm older than all you guys, not by much, but you, Moose, I'm older than a little bit too. Old TV show, great comic from England, Benny Hill.
Mm. Yes.
That's what that's from.
Okay.
He used to do a bit.
Stick your finger in your ear.
Stick your finger in your ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Your mom! So, yeah, that's
it. Was a mom joke?
No, that's a whole
nother thing. No, he just added.
I just added. That's more of a 2018 film.
Gotcha. Taz just riffed for a second.
Gotcha.
Yeah, well,
good job,
Benny
Pete.
Hill, bro. A little Benny Hill. You kidding me?
Yeah, good job.
Okay, real quick before moving on, if this is not sports topics, only for the people in this studio.
Uh-huh.
And nobody touch your computer. What is the name of this song?
Stick your finger in your ear.
No. It's called Ting-a-ling-ling.
No, Ting-a-ling-a-loo, and it's that's the name of it. The name of the song is A Yakety Sax.
Yakety Sax?
Yes.
There you go.
Don't talk
Mikey
back.
Mikey B.
Great brand.
His head. Taz brings the wood on Name That Tune.
There you go. Very nice.
That's what I did.
So New Orleans, with a win last night over Portland, 119-102 for a 3-0 series lead. Nico Mirotić had 30, 28, 11 boards for Anthony Davis. Joel Embiid returned with 23 points. His Sixers outscored the Heat 32-14 in the fourth to take Game 3 in Miami, 128-108. And the Warriors, a 110-97 win in San Antonio. The Spurs again faded after halftime, this time as they played the day after head coach Greg Popovich lost his wife Erin. Golden State goes for the sweep on Sunday. The Washington Capitals getting even with the Blue Jackets with a 5-1 win in Columbus. And the Bruins beat the Leafs 3-1 for a 3-1 series lead. Boston's baseball team won as well, 8-2 in Anaheim for a 3-game sweep and a 7-game winning streak. Manager Alex Cora's team, 16-2 overall.
We're pretty good right now. We're pitching. We're playing good defense. We're hitting the ball.
Mookie Betts with another leadoff homer last night. The Yankees topped the Jays 4-3. The Diamondbacks beat the Giants 3-1. Milwaukee thumped Miami 12-3. The Mets a 12-4 loss in Atlanta. And the Phillies shut out the Pirates 7-0. Manager Gabe Kapler couldn't mess anything up because Jake Arrieta was pitching so well.
You're going to get excited about having Jake go out there every fifth day if he's sort of the mid-range
version of himself, which is still a very good starting pitcher. And if he is like a little bit better than his average self, he's unhittable.
Arrieta Caetano allowed just one hit over seven. Alabama and Notre Dame football announced a home-and-home series that begins in South Bend in 2028. Okay. And Lance Armstrong agreeing to pay $5 million to settle his federal fraud case with the U.S. Postal Service. Armstrong could have been facing $100 million in damages for admitting his PED use. Boys?
All right. Thank you, AB. 855-212-4CBS. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
No, well, Moose, we're having a great conversation at the top of the show about the 76ers, how great they're playing. And if it happened in the summertime where LeBron James ended up leaving the Cavs and becoming a member of the 76ers, would that be good or bad, basically? And if you're a 76ers fan, would you be happy? We both kind of agree, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Leave the Sixers alone. Hey, Buff in West Virginia, You are on with Taz and Amoose on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say there, Haas?
Trust the process, baby.
Yes! My man!
I've been waiting over 40 years for this kind of exciting team. I'll tell you what. I'm one of the nuts that buys the cable package, and my sons and I make the five-hour drive at least once a year out to see him, and I don't want any piece of LeBron.
All right.
Stay 2 hours north in Cleveland. Don't want him.
There you go. So you're a diehard Buff. Hey, Buff, you're a diehard 76ers fan. I respect that. And you don't want LeBron James part of the day. No matter if he's the greatest player in the game or not, you don't want him messing up what you guys are doing.
All due respect, I've watched these guys from preseason on, and the way they play together, especially since they added Bellinelli and Ilyasova, they're unselfish. They don't care. It doesn't matter. T.J. McConnell doesn't get his due. These guys play together. Doesn't matter who's on the floor. And you guys are a big believer in team chemistry.
Yep.
And if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, don't disagree. And Buff,
thank you, Buff.
Enjoy the 76er run. Certainly, you've paid your dues as a 76er fan and dealing with all the rebuilding years and finally and all the draft picks and finally it's coming together. To play the point that Buff was making, I think it's an interesting one. We talk about players' growth.
Mm.
And there's no doubt the impact of LeBron on any team, right? He's an all-time great player.
Sure.
One of the greatest, if not the greatest player of all time. With that being said, if you were to add him in the summer, what about the growth of players like Simmons, Markelle Fultz, Joel Embiid? I'm not telling you that they all of a sudden aren't still great players, but you want those guys to develop and be the man. You can't be the man with LeBron James on the team because LeBron steps in and he's all of a sudden the man.
You are exactly correct. And it's not just that, Moose. You know, I think it's a thing there where LeBron, he's been in the league so many years, and he has so many great traits, as we know. But his presence at times, he's got a kind of a little fugazi, fuzzy reputation as far as gelling with the locker room because it's about him a lot.
Well, we played that response the other day where he says, I've been down 3-1, I've been down 2, I've been down before after they lost game 1, I, and we took great exception with that morning, Taz, because it's about we, it's about the team.
That's how we are on this show here, it's all about the team. Yes, you know
it's
that.
All, every day.
You know
every
that.
Every day, it's all about the team.
Us.
But the 76ers right now, they are so enjoyable to watch because of what Buff just said. They share the basketball, the spacing, the unselfishness. Early on in the game, perfect case in point, right? 3-on-1 opportunity, first quarter, turnover. Ben Simmons is in the middle of the court, right? He's got J.J. Redick that flashed out to the three-point line for a shot, right? Joel Embiid, this is like the first 3-4 minutes of the thing. Now, the play didn't work. Instead of him taking it to the rim himself,
the back pass,
he tried to throw the alley-oop to Embiid.
Yeah.
It did not work. But Ben Simmons understood at that stage he needed to get the big fella involved early. Coming back playing for the first time in a while, he wasn't dishing it off to a wide-open J.J. Redick. He tried to get Embiid an early, easy basket. The pass didn't connect because of a great Miami defensive play, but still it was the right play from a team's perspective from Ben Simmons.
Yeah, and the play I'm talking about with J.J. Redick, it was early in the game too, but they scored. Who did he pass? They did like a behind-the-back pass.
Was that to Covington?
I think it might have been. Yeah, it was a great play, but they're very unselfish. And you're right, he wanted to get Embiid in the game right away. Let him get his chemistry, let him get his flow going. with LeBron in the house, if he's a 76er, I mean, I don't know. I just think it becomes the LeBron show, and that changes the complete dynamic of what makes the 76ers freaking cool. So maybe you people listen to us right now, and maybe, what do you think? Should LeBron James, would he hurt the 76ers? Would it hurt what they have going on if he ended up on that team next season? 855-212-4227.
And what would it do? Would it help or hurt LeBron's legacy? Ready-made team, steps in, young dynamic stars. He's up there in age, right? Everyone's flirted with the idea because he's got a house out in Los Angeles about maybe him being a Laker this offseason and joining that organization, right? We had Dustin Fox on yesterday. We asked about LeBron's relationship with Dan Gilbert. He said, well, it's not great, but it doesn't need to be great. LeBron's got, you know, a $6 million home in a town just outside Cleveland that nobody else is going to live in besides him.
Why is his home only $6 million?
I don't know.
I mean, really.
I mean, it is, I mean, it's Ohio. I think if you stuck that home in L.A., it'd probably be about $25 million. All due respect to the people of Ohio.
Yeah, I know. That's total respect you gave them.
No, you know what I mean. Come on, Taz.
Location, location, location.
Right.
Moose is like, work with me a little
well,
bit.
Well, Taz, help me out.
Taz, I'm not a real estate agent from Illinois.
Taz, it's like I'm watching, I look at my house, and then I flip on the TLC, whatever it is, where you see people shopping for homes, and like they're down in Georgia and Texas and other parts. And it's like, this home is 5,000 square feet. It's got an in-ground pool.
Four bedrooms, three bathrooms.
Right, four bedrooms, three bathrooms. It's going for $200,000.
You're like, what?
I'm like, where is this house located?
People in New York and people in California are like, what?
Yeah, my wife's like, maybe we should move someplace else. Maybe we should move someplace else. But yes, I mean, so I don't think – I would say this for LeBron, though. His legacy, Taz, would it help or hurt his legacy should he join a team as young and as dynamic and as good as Philadelphia this offseason?
My opinion, my view on it. LeBron James, I don't think there's anything going to hurt his legacy. I think he's kind of galvanized on who he is.
Okay.
I really do.
Do you think he could catch Michael? He goes to Philadelphia and wins three championships, and it's a ready-made team. They're great. It's got a young core group. Do you think now all of a sudden he has thrown himself into the mix of being right there with Michael in terms of the greatest of all time?
I definitely do think LeBron's in that realm. Absolutely. No doubt about it. He could pass them with a team being on a team like the 76ers. Here's my thing, though. It's tough to answer the question because it's my gut. I love the 76ers, and I think if he, for us as broadcasters and guys who are content providers every day live on the radio, I think it'd be a great story if LeBron James was on the 76ers. But that 76ers team is full of young, talented alpha males, okay? And they're unselfish, even though they're alpha males. The thing is, I think LeBron James completely throws a big wrench in that game plan and changes that whole dynamic, and it changes that whole team. It just doesn't see. I think it's got a better chance of him being success with the team and himself, LeBron, if he went out to L.A. and played for Lakers, as opposed to the 76ers.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227 is your number to call. We want to hear from you. LeBron's possibility of being a 76er this summer, how exciting of a brand of basketball is 76er basketball? And do you agree? Are you going to look back on 2018 as a sign of change in the NBA, especially in the Eastern Conference, where all of a sudden the team to beat is down in Philadelphia with this young, dynamic 76er team? 855-212-4227. We're rolling on this Friday morning. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros and submit your question. Be listening later on in the show when we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts, of course, for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every single day. Coming up in about 15 minutes from now, we're going to talk to Charles Davis NFL on Fox, NFL Network, college football, NFL draft analyst. And as we inch closer and closer to the NFL draft next Thursday night, Taz on the Moose, NFL draft special, 8 p.m. to midnight. And we'll see what Charles is thinking as we're less than a week away. And speaking of the NFL draft, next Tuesday we've got a big guest that is going to join us as well.
Oh, yeah. Are we allowed to say that yet? I'm really excited about this.
I think
this.
We can.
This is pretty big. I need a little drum roll.
Yeah, I think we can say it.
I think we need a little drum roll.
Mikey B looks very nervous. Just in case,
doing stuff like that.
Just in case. No, no. You should be proud of yourself. It's a big get.
He hates doing it because in case somehow they pull out, then it's. But that's okay. If they do that, we put the heat on them.
Right.
That's how we do this.
And then I'm no longer a fan.
That's it.
Then I'm done.
And we're Dunsky.
Right. That's exactly right.
By the way, before we struggle to get a drum roll sound effect, Pete and Body. there it is. Chattamate, Kurosai. Chattamate. Give me one second. I'm speaking Japanese to the guy.
Yes,
he's a Italian guy from Long Island.
I was like, what was that?
Yeah. We need names for several things, and we got to work on that. We need a name for the draft.
Yeah.
So we need to get the social media team to ask the public, our audience. We need a name for it. We're going to give some options on that.
Okay.
And we have a new segment, as you know, that we're working hard on this name.
We are. We had to make an adjustment.
We had to make a little adjustment.
Mikey B put his foot down for the first
time. And that's not. And Buff, who called earlier, that's not his fault. That's
that
a long
was the weirdest. Never mind.
Yeah, I got a text from Mikey B yesterday. I wish I could share. I was like, Mike, I got it. I understand. He's crazy.
So we're going to be firing out some polls.
Polls
in terms,
left them right.
No question about it. But next Tuesday, Saquon Barkley.
Oh, damn it, Moose! Big drum roll! You upcutted the...
I'm sorry.
Let's take all that out of the podcast. We'll start off. So we've got a big guest next week.
Big guest next Tuesday.
Drum roll, please.
Taz, who is it?
I don't want to spill the beans.
No, you go ahead. You take it.
Saquon Barkley, Penn State running back. Number two overall pick, I think he's going to be. He's going to be on the show.
Yeah, he's going to join us next Tuesday.
Barkley.
So looking forward to that. That's going to be great.
Looking forward to talking to that young man for real. All kidding aside, she's going to have a great career in the NFL. And we're going
to
pick his
brain. I've got to learn to do it a little bit better in terms of setting it up, waiting for Pete to hit the
setting
drum.
Setting it up? Dude, it's like you... That's like you
I'm like a bull. I'm sorry. I'm like a bull in a china
bull
shop.
China, so. You're like a team of bulls. That wasn't one bull. That was like, wah!
We have our bull team here as well.
Just the drum roll. The guy struggled to get a drum roll, and then he gets it. He just barreled over it. Tremendous.
Terrible.
Struggled.
That was just a bad job. Taz's like, what are you doing? He's like, help out the cause a little bit.
It's all about the setup.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm learning, Taz.
I know.
Help a brother
first day in radio. You started.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Before we get back to the busy calls, a couple of things we mentioned last night, right? I don't know what's gone wrong in Portland. Certainly their backcourt has not played well. Oh. Lillard and McCollum, they've gotten their doors blown off, lost the first two games at home. They go down to New Orleans, and that was a buzzsaw last night for the Pelicans. Rondo was fantastic, and he has played. When Rondo has got his head screwed on straight,
forget about it.
He's a great player. He really is. Even at this stage in this age, as an NBA point guard, New Orleans just blew the doors off of him. And for a Portland team that all likelihood is going to get swept. Think about this. They're going to get swept. They were the number three seed in the Western Conference, had an unbelievable regular season. And we were talking about with Mikey B before the show, what has gone awry for Portland? It's one thing to lose an opening round series. The style and fashion in which they are losing these games, Taz, they're getting absolutely drubbed.
They should be the Portland Stinky Blazers. Okay, it's just horrid. 0-3 in the gimmick here. They got smoked last night. What is going on? I mean, they stink.
Yeah, they were terrible. And the Pelicans have been great. And then the other note is San Antonio home last night to Golden State. No Popovich on the bench after the death of his wife. And the thoughts and prayers, obviously, of the Taz and the Moose show go out to the family of Greg Popovich after the loss. And last night you saw a San Antonio team, Taz, in the first quarter play with a lot of emotion. They played really well. But as that game went along, you saw the talent start to rise to the top. And you saw Golden State to start to impose their will on the San Antonio Spurs. And even without Steph Curry, with Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, there is just too much for the Warriors for San Antonio to handle without their big player, as we've discussed all season.
No, I agree. We were talking yesterday. I was saying it. you know, maybe there's a chance that there's a good chance that Moshe could take over for San Antonio. Maybe they go out there and they defeat the Warriors. That didn't happen. So,
they played with them. It was a 6-point game at the half.
They played good.
It was a 6-point game at the half, and then blink of an eye, early third quarter, that game was a double-digit game, 12 and 13-point lead. I think the smallest deficit ever got down to in the second half after that stage, I think it got down to 7 at one point in time, and then Golden State spurred away once again. They're just too good.
I got to say something. You're right about the Golden State. No knock. They are really good. The whole San Antonio thing and the unfortunate passing of Pop's wife, and again, as a show here, thoughts and prayers, as you said, Moose, towards his family. But the Kawhi deal, and that he hasn't spoken, and that he's still injured, and it just, I hate to say this, but I got to just say how I feel. I think it gives Kawhi even a worse look here. Like, just the timing of this whole thing, and that they're now they're sitting 0-3 in the playoffs. It's just a little kind of touchy thing I'm saying. I just feel like Kawhi, if he would have spoke up like people were kind of hoping he would have to speak about this injury, and then this unfortunate situation happens, where the head coach and his wife of 40 years passes. It's just the whole, and then they're losing San Antonio, and they're trying, they're fighting, and Aldridge is playing great. He dropped, 18, 19 points yesterday, and don't matter. I mean, he just can't beat the Warriors, but I'm not saying Kawhi should be out there if he is truly injured. He knows his body. That's not what I'm saying. I've been saying what I've been saying.
You just want him to address.
Just say
come
something,
out and
dude.
Say
just
something.
Say something.
Yeah, you know what, Taz? I don't think you're going to get it.
I
don't think it's going to happen. I agree with you. I think it would be a better look. I agree. I think you could end a lot of these storylines with Kawhi Leonard if he did come out and address a lot of the topics. I just don't think he's going to do it.
I think you're right. And I think San Antonio, they just feel like it's like a sad story. Like this whole thing, like everything about it.
Well, and they've been a really good franchise, and they've been really successful. And obviously the personal loss that Greg Popovich is going through right now, you feel terrible for him. And there's no words that are going to help him at this stage, this early, deal with the loss of his wife. However, with that being said, the Spurs, without Leonard on the court, they're just nowhere close. If you had Leonard and you had LaMarcus Aldridge, this would be a series against Golden State. Unfortunately, without Kawhi Leonard, they're just not good enough.
No, they're not. They're not good enough. Hey, let's talk to Kevin in Baltimore. Yeah. Hey, Kevin, you're on with Taz and the Moose. What's going on there, Haas?
Hey, Taz. Hey, Moose. How y'all doing this morning?
What's up, Kev?
What's going on, buddy?
That's right. That's good. Listen, real quick, from a basketball standpoint, I know the game pretty good. I coached a couple pros out there Baltimore. Rudy's playing right now. But anyway, LeBron going to Philadelphia. If I was Brett Brown, I wouldn't even want him to come in because I would like to support what we've done so far in rebuilding this organization as a team and from a team standpoint. And obviously that's his mindset as a coach, right, in playing good fundamental basketball, a solid basketball, and they're strong on the defensive end. They got good cohesiveness. That would totally disrupt.
Yes.
This cohesiveness.
Yes.
You really want to be cautious about having LeBron get in the ears of the younger players and having them switch their mindsets to this whole branding, me kind of thing.
I agree with Kevin. That's what I alluded to earlier.
Yeah,
I totally agree. Moose is saying he agrees also. Kevin, we appreciate you calling. Yeah, I absolutely agree with Kevin.
Listen, you're going to be a better team with LeBron on it. Any team would be because of how great of a player he is. But isn't it crazy to think the 76ers don't need him?
That's awesome to think. I got to tell you, it's great.
Isn't that crazy?
It's great.
I mean, they don't need him.
76ers, by the way, is my new team. You know that,
there
right?
There you go.
They are my new team.
They are.
So you know.
How about the city of Philadelphia right now?
Oh.
Villanova, the 76ers, the Eagles, amazing. We're going to talk a little NFL draft. Charles Davis will join Taz and myself next right here. Taz of the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.